Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially starting out in verse 3. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" This is the text. So Jesus, at dinner, is that guest who will say things. And regardless of whether the other guests are ready to hear those things, regardless of whether the host is ready to hear those things, Jesus will say them. But is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And what is the Sabbath? And there are opinions after opinions and ideas after ideas running around of what is the Sabbath. Well, it's the day of rest, isn't it? And if you get the idea for a day of rest, well, actually, as the Pharisees got that idea, it was, we have a huge number of lists of things that you can't do on the Sabbath. In fact, we've counted out exactly how many steps you can take away from your house before it's work. So don't do that. If you're walking through the grain fields and you have the munchies, do not take a head of grain and crush it with your hands, because that is threshing. And that's work. And you're not supposed to cook meals on the Sabbath. If you get a Gentile to fix the meal for you, that's okay. But not you yourself. And so the Sabbath day and observing the Sabbath became in part following this huge list of regulations or avoiding them. Avoiding them how? Well, see, if I took a chair from my house and during the week I carried it over about a Sabbath day's journey away from my house, then between my house and that chair, I was still at my house. I hadn't gone away from my house a Sabbath day's journey, and then I could go another Sabbath day's journey away from my house. And if I could plant a chair at your house and one at your house, I could go anywhere I wanted without breaking the rules. Is that what the Sabbath day is for? Figure out how to obey the rules and take from that and say, is that what church is about? Figure out how to obey the rules and then start saying, well, God gave rules so we could be blessed. And then you're on the path of the Pharisees getting it completely wrong. Because there's something that goes a whole lot deeper than that, and that's what Jesus is going to teach them. By the way, P.S., dropsy. I looked it up some years ago, an accumulation of fluids. One of those old, old medical terms. So hands and feet swollen. Here's a man who could probably have waited until the next day to be healed, but is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? In fact, there was a synagogue ruler one time that said, "Are there not 6 other days to come and be healed?" Said this as people were being healed by Jesus. So what is the Sabbath? What's it all about? And if you go back to the Ten Commandments and you read the fuller description, "For in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, and he rested on the 7th day." So what is the Sabbath? Is it the Sabbath because God was all tired out from all that work and he had to rest, and you'd better rest too? And that misses it also. Instead, the Sabbath day, and this is digging into it a little bit more, and we'll dig in even more after this. The Sabbath day is part of being created in the image of God. Because God set up this pattern where he worked 6 days and rested the 7th, and he wanted for us to be created in his image. So being in the image of God, that's part of the Sabbath day. And knowing that you are created in the image of God, that's part of the Sabbath. And living as someone who is created in the image of God is part of the Sabbath. And part of living as one created in the image of God means that if you turn around and look right behind you, you will see another guy created in the image of God too, and treat him with the honor that goes with the image of God, right? That's part of the Sabbath. So is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Is it lawful to pull your son out of the well that he has fallen into? We'll call him Timmy. And when Timmy fell into the well, is it okay to pull him out even on the Sabbath? Yes. Of course. Because that's part of the image of God. And now the Sabbath becomes living within the image of God. Or we sometimes use this phrase, doing the work of the Lord. So on the way home, if you see a neighbor, even a neighbor you don't really like, stop by the side of the road with a flat tire, would you break the Sabbath if you stopped to help him change his tire? No, you would be keeping the Sabbath because that's part of being made in the image of God. And Jesus pulling the Pharisees along to begin to understand that. But there's more. What's the Sabbath day? It is God resting on the 7th day. Genesis chapters 1 and 2. Why is he rest? Start to look at that first Sabbath and you see Adam and Eve were called to be in the presence of God on the Sabbath. See, what the Sabbath is for from God's perspective, and who better to tell us from God's perspective than Jesus, right? Because he understands it from that side. What the Sabbath was for was that God had made all of these things, but the crown of his creation was Adam and Eve. And they were created to know God and have fellowship with God, to live forever in that fellowship with God, to enjoy eternal life, to enjoy eternal blessings, to enjoy the friendship of God. And the Sabbath day was a day that God set apart for him to spend time with them. And you see, now it's not an obligation for us, and you'd better spend time with God. It is God wishing to spend time with us. Why? Because of his love, because of his grace, because of the uncountable blessings that he was pouring out on them. because of him wanting them to share in all of this eternal life business. Meanwhile, where were Adam and Eve? That first Sabbath. As the Lord God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day, where were they? Hiding behind the bushes. Because they'd done the one thing he asked them not to do. Ate from that tree. They had listened to the one other person that they should not have listened to. The devil. They had turned away from God and decided that he was not the best thing for them, that they would grab for more. That his blessings weren't enough. They wanted more. And their eyes were open and they knew they'd sinned and were ashamed, body and soul, and hid from God. And God calls out to them and says, where are you? See, he's calling them. Where are you? Come. Come. Be with me. But they're hiding. And you can take from that verse in Genesis and all the way through the rest of the Old Testament, God is calling out to his people, where are you? Come to me. The first Sabbath was broken. And God had in mind that he was going to reestablish, set up the Sabbath, but it would be different. And so preparing for setting up that Sabbath, the whole Old Testament, the prophets, Moses, Abraham, all of that. Until you get to New Testament and Jesus comes into the world. Because it wasn't enough for God to simply say through the prophets, where are you? He was going to come and God was going to personally call us to come back. So he calls the disciples, come follow me. He calls out to Nicodemus, you must be born again. To the woman at the well, I'll give you water that will be eternal life. To the blind man, I'm the light of the world, and on and on and on it goes. Until it comes time to establish that new Sabbath. Goes to the garden. He prays, is arrested, stands before Pilate, carries his cross out to Calvary, and then he says, it is finished. The new Sabbath is set up. It's all ready to begin. Bows his head and gives up his spirit. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And he takes his Sabbath rest. Yeah. In the tomb, God has finished his work of giving salvation and he rests. And then he begins to reveal all of what this is all about and calls, well, first Mary Magdalene with one word, Mary, then the disciples, peace be with you. Then sends them out into the whole world to share the gospel and to call all the rest of us into God's Sabbath, into his true rest, because what the Sabbath has become is resting from the struggle to earn eternal life and knowing that it is a gift and freely given, and we can rest in Jesus Christ and know that we are saved and that there is eternity. And when God calls us to come and be with Him, we can hear Him as the Savior who has given Himself and who calls us to share in the blessings and eternal life and in all the goodness of belonging to God. And He spends the Sabbath with us. Not just one day a week now. Every single day being the age of Easter, the age of this new rest in God. And all of that because of His suffering and death and rising. And then we can wait for the next Sabbath that God is setting up. You read about that in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, when everything is done and God on the throne says, now the dwelling of God is with man and He will be with them and they will be His people and He will be their God. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And it is the time of rest, the time of fulfillment, the time of God being with His people for all eternity to give every blessing that He can imagine to give. That's what we're waiting for. That's the Sabbath, and that is what God calls us to. It's not the old-fashioned one with the rules and regulations and how far you can walk and what you can do on a specific day, but it is the day of rest with God coming to us. And that is Christianity. In Jesus' name, amen.